Chapter 2. The babies of a first-time possum mother must have names that begin with the letter A. This explains to half-sisters and half-brothers, cousins and aunts, uncles, grandparents, and other relatives how they each fit into their own possum family. Second-batch babies, according to possum tradition, use the letter B. Not many possum mothers reach G, but there's a clan on the edge of the city dump that claims enough litters for the babies to have Z names. There are rumors that they skipped ahead, and there's no way of knowing for sure, but it's a fact that there is a group of possums at the dump named Zeke and Zach and Zelda and Zoe and Zeta and Zalman and Zara and Zeus and Ziggy, which makes them very, very special. The A babies, recently born under a rotten log in the middle of a cold night, live in their mother's pouch on a lifeline of liquid food. Their eyes open, their fur grows, and so do their bodies. 2 months later, they are strong enough to be out in the world. Mama Possum is a free thinker, and she encourages her babies to find their own names. So far, there is an Antonio and an Alyssa, plus Abdul and Ajax and Alberta and Angie and Alan and Alphonse and Atticus and Alejandro and Augusta, and there is an Hamlet. He wanted to be named Hamlet, but he wasn't an H baby. But the last one to enter the pouch, the littlest possum that almost didn't make it out safely, still has no name. She is 77 days old and must learn possum life, which means she is taking acting lessons. The other possums watch as she wiggles around on a patch of dirt. She's rehearsing being a snake. Mama Possum, who is a natural theater director, instructs her, "Your tail looks believable, but you need to feel more like a snake in your body. Move from the inside." The littlest possum raises her hand. Her question isn't about technique. While squirming, she has gotten distracted. That happens to her a lot. "I want everyone to know that there's something hatching above us on the tree," she said. Antonio calls out, "Those are apple blossoms, and they don't hatch, they're flowers." Antonio has answers. He's just a natural-born thinker. Her brother, Ajax, starts to laugh, but not in a good way. She thinks a flower is alive. She's an apple blossom. Alberta giggles. "No, she's not." Mama Possum claps her hands together, and that signals that it's time to take a break, or at the very least that Ajax should watch his mouthy attitude. But the littlest possum doesn't mind. She knows what Ajax said was meant as an insult, but she likes the way the word sounds. Apple blossom. She raises her voice so that they can all hear. "Today, I take the name Apple Blossom." No one answers. So she adds, "Don't try calling me Allison." Ajax sputters, "We won't." And from that moment on, she is Apple Blossom the possum. It isn't long before the break is over and it's time to return to theater class. Apple Blossom is happy that it's another possum's turn. Her eyes focus on her sister, Angie. She doesn't have to be a snake. She's more advanced, and she's doing a scene with Hamlet. All of the possums are quiet. This is a very dramatic scene, and Angie is a very dramatic possum. She puts her hand on her forehead and moans, "No, no, the drink. Oh, my dear Hamlet, the drink, I am poisoned." Angie falls to the ground. Her breathing slows to next to nothing. Then her neck stiffens. Her arms and legs extend straight out. and her tongue rolls from her mouth. Apple Blossom is horrified, but Mama Possum claps, and the rest of the group cheers. There's nothing these possum babies like more than to celebrate a worthy performance, and this is an excellent death scene. Apple Blossom's voice quivers with concern. Are you sure Angie's okay? She really doesn't look good. Maybe we should check on her. The smallest possum turns away. She has tears in her eyes. Mama tries to comfort her as she explains that acting is a vital part of being a possum. But none of them have any idea why.